shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for an emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone. This is N2NLP. My name is Charlie from Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2RW Link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this event is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the things that you can listen to on the different frequencies from DC all the way up to light, everything else except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about radios any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these frequencies, what equipment you would need to tune into signals, any information as far as who's on these channels and what they're saying, what it all means, and if there's any sources of information, especially in print or on the internet. We have some basic ground rules for this NEP. One, the N2RW linked repeater system, and all the participating repeaters can be found on www.row.net. And this way you can check out which repeater is closest to where you are. Now, because it is a linked repeater system, please then pause for a second or so before you begin to talk. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off, especially if you're just throwing in your call sign. If you are unable to get into the repeaters for any reason, we do have alternate facilities participate. So it doesn't matter if you have technical difficulties, or you're too far away, or you just don't have your amateur radio license yet. You can either send us an email at nybxa@yahoo.com, and also use that email address if you want to get on our mailing list. Two, tonight we are running an experiment with EchoLink. So if you have EchoLink and you're having trouble getting here, back to N2NLP-R. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way, get people from stepping on each other. This is N2NLP.
Request to 2-5 in Elmwood Park. No traffic on the check email.
NLV. WA2OKZK in Cranford. No traffic.
KA2UIJ, Jim, Lodi, New Jersey, no traffic.
Charlie 2, Sierra Uniform Romeo, now in Queens, no traffic.
east to us you are, in between the two airports there. UPS is at N2 or K2? The beginning part got chopped off.
Kilo 2, UPS, and the name is Rich. I'm in Queens.
Okay, Rich, any traffic?
No traffic, just listening in, thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
N2H3R.
Okay, all I heard was 3 Romeo, 3R. What was your estimate?
Number 2 Hotel, Victor Romeo.
Okay, now all I heard was Hotel Victor Romeo. When you key up, pause for a second or two, and then start to talk.
QSL, call sign is November 2, Hotel Victor Romeo.
Okay, got it now. N2HVR. Any traffic tonight?
Oh, negative.
I hear a couple of weak signals trying to heat up, but no voice whatsoever in between. If you're having trouble getting in, use either the email, nydxa@yahoo.com, or if you have Echolink capability, connect to N20B-R, and that'll bring you right into the system. All right, first up on the list, we'll pick up additionals later on. First one we have tonight is WA2SQ. Go ahead, Bob, N20B.
Everybody. Nothing on the email yet. There one person subscribing to the list, and somebody else ironically asked if the net was available on Echolink, and I responded and said no, not at this time, and then you announced it, so I immediately corrected that. And yes, it is. I didn't know if you pre-announced this or what, if it was just a coincidence. Nothing on the email, though. Just thought I would mention that. Otherwise, not a whole lot going on here. I've been busy, and I'll use the opportunity to mention that next week I will not be on the net. I'm going to be in Las Vegas at a show for business. So I'm listening to my favorite frequency out there. Back to you, and I'll get back to you in a little bit if we have any check-ins.
As things start to warm up a little bit, both temperature-wise and the economy, believe it or not, is starting to improve a little bit in pockets here and there. There's more and more travel being done. And if we get Mark or somebody to check in who's affiliated with the Winter SWS, that can fill us in on some details there. Let's see. Justin, you said you had traffic tonight? KC2GIK and Toronto B.
Oh, I Just argue I not be able to get a four?
Well, if it's transmitting a PO or DPO and you're close enough, you'll hear it. They may not be transmitting one, you know, like I said, it may be either a mistake or somebody's crazy idea of interoperability. Hey, let's take this channel and put one position on our radio so it has no PO, and this way we can hear each other. But being a simplex frequency, you know, it's got a limited range. And unfortunately, we just can't grip the radio and stick it on the computer and do a dump of the programming, see what they're doing. W2FQ2, anything additional on the email yet?
No, Charlie. Just watching out there. It's quiet on that front.
Okay. Let's see. What's cooking in the rest of the world here? RadioReference.com has been experimenting with a version 4.0, and they may be releasing it soon. Don't have the dates on it yet, but I'll just post on that. PrimetimeShortwave.com has been updating its frequency list, especially for programming changes time-wise as the daylight saving time approaches. So you're going to see some updates for that. So keep tabs on their website. They also take their information sort of by text mode, text order, by call finder station, and by frequency, and by time. And they also make it available in a stripped down version if you want to throw it onto your Palm Pilot and carry that around with you. The mailing list, if you don't already subscribe to it and you are interested in the types of shortwave transmissions that are outside of the amateur bands and outside of the shortwave broadcasting bands, those frequencies are called utility stations. Well, there's a Yahoo group that tracks just that type of transmissions that are non-broadcast in nature, and it's the UDXF, Uniform Delta X-ray Foxtrot, at Yahoo Groups. So go there and subscribe to it. There's a lot of traffic that runs through there on a daily basis. For example, last night there were 18 messages running through there. So you might want to put it into digest mode, that's where you get them all in one shot. And what I do is I take those messages and I store them in a folder in my email client so I can always search it and go back to it at any time. So you'll see frequency references for military transmissions, ships, airplanes, ALE transmissions, beacons, all sorts of different things that are non-broadcast in nature. So if you something is a little different, now that might be the thing you want to head towards. And this is a very good group that's been around for many, many years. They had their own email server, and then they shifted over to Yahoo Groups a few years ago. Okay, last week indicated that with the switchover deadline originally, well, not originally, but the longest period of time was set for last week, February 17th. And then last minute, the Senate pushes through and says, oh, no, we're going to stretch this out to June 12th instead. Despite that, almost 500 stations nationwide decided they were going to switch over anyway. Especially when, they weren't, well, most of them were not part of your mainstream media outlets. You know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Around here in this area, the only two stations that said they were going to switch over completely and shut down their analog transmitters was WFME Channel 29 out of West Milford, New Jersey. And the other station was WM, as in Mike, BC, up in Sussex County. And they were on Channel 63. So as of last week, their digital transmissions are still running, but from where I live, I am not able to pick up those two UHF channels normally. So I'm relying on anybody who lives in northern New Jersey, western New Jersey, who can pick up those signals to verify, did they actually go off the air on their analog? And for the rest of the stations, we're just going to have to wait another few months until June 12th and see what happens at that point. For those who want to keep in the know on a lot of different topics, there are the different blogs that are run by Modern Times Magazine, and to find the links to all of their blogs, you go to my website, n20b.net, and scroll about three-quarters of the way down, and you'll see the different links there. One of them specializes just in federal communications. So if you want to keep up with what's going on and maybe drop a question in to Chris Harris, who also runs the column at Monitoring Times, he's one that runs that blog. So when something new is coming up somewhere in the country, chances are we eventually will have something similar to it or be part of it here in the Tri-State area. So keep an eye on the FedCom blog of Monitoring Times, and as they say, be the first to know. One more thing before we take a last round for additional traffic. Last week during the net, we had a request for passing emergency traffic. Checking into the net, he was a little noisy. He was on the highway in New Jersey. It was N0TAZ, Leon, and he had come across somebody who had been struck by a car in the middle of the Garden State Parkway. And we all stood by, waited for whatever needed to be passed. Bob jumped in and passed what's put to New Jersey State Police, and they got there very quickly. Unfortunately, the person that was struck did not make it. I sent out what I could on the mailing list to keep you up to speed on what was happening the next day when different messages being passed back and forth with background details and such. So I want to thank everybody who was participating in that last week, who stood by and waited for that important traffic to go by. And, that's really what amateur radio is for. If you go into the FCC rules, part 97.1A, and that pertains to emergency communications, and this is an example of an impromptu, on-the-spot emergency communications that just happened to go, it had to have gone through, and we were able to do that. So I thank everybody for their part in it, even if you just stood by. And I want to thank Bob on the air for putting all that together and getting on the phone with New Jersey State Police. And it looks like it went through quickly and it worked. Unfortunately, the victim didn't make it. Alright, one last check of the email, and we'll see what's cooking. Otherwise, we'll pull it short tonight. W2SQQ, N2NOV.
Just to show the example as to how emergency can pop at any time and why we should all be prepared for that. Back to that, W2LAE.
No, I don't bother me forwarding it. I mean, this is what every ham should be keeping in mind. It's one thing to yak on the channel and have fun, but that's the primary purpose.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to send it out to the group, the local club over here, because, everybody knows the background. Yeah, you're supposed to be checking for emergencies, but they do pop up very unexpectedly, and it's good to keep the conversation short, and it's a good example of why to leave spaces, too, and not quite key the repeater up. But yeah, we're getting back in amateur radio now, and that's not the time or the place. So thanks again, and again, good work last week, guys. W2LIE.
And the other thing is to also have a radio going repeater as well, a scanner or something. So if somebody tries to key up while you're keying up or half and half, you'll be able to hear it and let go of the microphone quickly. Okay, and Phil, are you available for a phone call, internet?
Yep, not a problem. I'm here.
Okay, got a couple of website things to go over with you. All right, any additional traffic or additional check-ins before we wrap it up? This is N20B with the shortwave and scanner listeners net.
November India to Alaska with traffic.
November Juliet 2, Bravo Alpha.
Okay, I've got NI20 with traffic, evening mark. And the other station, cut off at the beginning, but I think it's NJ2VA, do I have that correct? And do you have any traffic?
You have that correct, no traffic.
Okay, welcome to that. Anybody else?
KC2CDC, portable.
You cut yourself off at the end. You said portable in, you cut off. Do you have traffic? Okay. Probably being portable. You find yourself in a dead spot real quick. All right, Mark, go ahead with your traffic. NI20 and 20B.
E-cars, you know, the APRS type thing. I've been wrestling with that semi-custom over the last 2 weeks, and I just can't get it to work for me. I'm on Linux, I'm on Mac. I hear lots of E-cars, lots of lovely, very strong signals that are breaking my screen. Can't do it. Don't know why. I've just got experience on it. NI20. Demos and things are on this year. I think it's probably the same old nothing really new has happened in our world for a while. But, you know, one of the things I enjoyed last year, which apparently happens every year, I just didn't know, was on the Friday night, did I mean the Friday night or Saturday night? Friday night, Alan Wiener did his worldwide Wiener show live from his hotel room. They spooled it over the internet. Oh, that reminds me, I do have another one. Yeah, spooled it over the internet, and that's actually quite a good show to take part in. You know, you just pitch up in his hotel room and listen to him do his shtick. So, you know, it's good. So if anybody's planning on going, drop me a line, and maybe I can persuade the wife to let me out. And I do have another piece, but I'll drop it. NI2L.
SWLFest.com. Yeah, Mark, over with your other piece of traffic.
So, in my amateur life, I've been, you know, some of you may know, we've been trying to build a D-Star box, okay, and we found a site, and then we moved in there, and we got kids out, and this and that and the other. Fixed up at a new site the other day in Lake Apakong, at a tower there. Quite a large tower in Lake Apakong, and open up the door to the radio room. Standing in the radio room is a large four-post rack, about 7 feet tall, and in the middle of it is four or five pieces of rack equipment, and it looks suspiciously like an FM radio station. You know, that's a bit interesting. So I take a poke around, and it was quite interesting, really. It's WDNJ, Whiskey Delta November Juliet, is the station, 88.1, Friday through Sunday. It's a Spanish language God-bothering station. And it was actually quite interesting to see the transmitter gear, because, you know, you quite often don't see that kind of stuff, mainly because, of course, it lives in locked-up sheds at the bottom of towers. Long and short of it, the equipment they had was a... except that this had been modified, obviously, for the function at hand, because it had two XLR sockets stuck on the front and an LCD bar graph that kept flicking around between different functions on it. And then that, in turn, was plugged into an FM exciter, which had a big knob on the front, and if you fiddled with it, you could change the frequency, which we did. Put it back again, of course. But and then that, in turn, fed into a 500 watts amp. And then... there was, and the whole thing was fed by DSL. So obviously they bring it up on a Friday evening and dump it down again on a Sunday evening, but the whole thing was just standing there in the middle of the floor, no doors on the rack, nothing, just a four-cornered rack and this gear standing in the middle of it, and a huge, very big 7-foot rack it was in too. So it was very interesting to see that. It was a not exactly a little power station, but, you know, it's clearly community-based. And, yeah, 88.1 that's on, from Friday night to Sunday night. And, yeah, if you want me to change the frequency, just let me know. I've got the keys to the shed. It's
920. Don't let them hear you do that. But being low power like that, it's only going to feed, what, about 5 miles in each direction over there?
I don't know. I think not, actually. And the reason I say that, I was in, I went to the, come to me a minute, the NPARC auction hand testing in New Providence, which is in Union County, which is, what, south of 78, which, from my house at least, and in turn from that tower, from the tower that's got to be at least 15 miles, and, well, I had no trouble with the FM stereo reception in the car whilst I was down there, so, you know, my suspicion is that it'll travel a bit further than that, but the antenna on there is a, it's some kind of loop type affair, and, according to the notebook that was hanging in the rack, the antenna is supposed to be pointed at northwest New Jersey. So my suspicion is that it's looking to cover Sussex County and stuff like that. And of course it'll hit Dover just because of the backlog stuff, where, as we know it around here, Dover Rico.
So, you know, but, yeah, listen out for it. Like I say, if you want me to change channels, hit 820.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe we can get some type of time-sharing agreement with them. I mean, if they're only using it Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, what about the rest of the week, like Wednesday night?
You know, that's, I've been thinking along those lines, actually. As many of you know, getting an FM radio station for any kind of radio station off the ground is actually very simple. It's just a bit of software. And if you're doing it in the Linux world, well, it's even easier still. It costs nothing. I mean, literally nothing. So, you know, to provide programming material is, it's easy. So, the thing, of course, is going to be the agreements. But, you know, something like carrying the net on a Wednesday, stuff like that. That could all be done, but you'd have to do it such that, it's a service, so that when their computer calls our computer, you know, we're there, and if we're not there, we have a Plan B service, because, you know, the day you're not there is the day you're not there anymore. But, I mean, it's a good idea, so give us some thought, fellas. Maybe we can pull this off. After all, it's sitting idle from, Sunday night through Friday afternoon. NI2O.
KC2, PRJ.
And PRJ, got
it. Wanted to chime in and get in the circle here. Looks like you guys are talking about a pretty interesting, little idea. Where are you guys located?
You've checked into the NYDXA shortwave and scanner listener set, and that other station they're just talking about, the FM broadcast station, is NI2O up in the Randolph, New Jersey area. My name is Charles, I'm N2NLB, the next control operator for the net, and I'm down in Staten Island.
Sounds good, my name's Aaron, I'm out of the Bronx. So you guys go ahead, I'm just gonna listen for now.
Okay, Aaron. Well, welcome to the net. This net's here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on the N2RW system. And it's been running for, another few weeks, it'll be 17 years. So, jump in. Every week is different topics. It depends upon who brings questions and information to the net. So, it's no set format, per se. But anything has to do with shortwave and scanners. Anything except amateur radio.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay. Once again, if anybody needs to be on our mailing list, the email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. nydxa@yahoo.com. And that's also good if during the net you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason. Check in that way. Okay, any other last minute check-ins before we wrap it up tonight? This is N20B.
AC2TLL Mobile, no traffic.
Okay, I heard TLL. What was the prefix?
Kilo Charlie 2 Tango Lima Lima, mobile, no traffic.
That's going to be hard for me. I'm LTT. I'm going to struggle with that, and I do owe.
Yeah, right, Mark? From G7LTT to KC2TLL. I know there's a Latin term for it, I just don't remember it off the top of my head. Okay, anyway, we'll say 7-3 to everyone, and we'll catch you next week. So far, we did not have anybody check in on EchoLink tonight, so we'll run the experiment again next week and see how it goes. If it's a useful tool for us to have for members that are unable to get in otherwise, we'll see how it works. Okay, 7-3, and we'll see you next Wednesday night. This is N20, be clear.